Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Based in Miami, Florida, New Deco Ensemble is an eclectic chamber orchestra group that, through adventurous classical music performances, presents various styles of music, art, and media collaborations in both traditional and alternative venues. In conjunction with local Miami musicians, composers, DJs, dancers, visual and media artists, New Deco Ensemble creates a new hybrid of musical and multimedia experiences. The New Deco Ensemble will perform as part of the SPAC On Stage series in Saratoga Springs, New York on Monday, August 13th. Co-founder and co-artistic director Giacomo Byros joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
So tell me, before we talk about this performance at SPAC On Stage specifically, tell me about the idea behind the New Deco Ensemble.
Well, we are a New Deco Ensemble. We're a genre-bending 21st century orchestra made in Miami for Miami. We wanted to create an ensemble that really spoke to society today and was very relevant to our community, and also at the same time inspired and transformed lives through music and through music celebration. And the way we wanted to go about it was putting together a format of concerts that were very exciting, tailor-made to be high quality, of course, but also lived in a bunch of different sort of musical genre world. We wanted to make sure that there was no style that we couldn't touch. Ultimately, I think the orchestra in general is the ultimate vehicle for expression of all humanity. But New Deco Ensemble decided to kind of take another leap forward in that progress. There's been hundreds of years of evolution of the symphony orchestra. It's gone in many different directions. It's gotten bigger and bolder and wilder and crazier. And we wanted to pare it back down, make it more intimate, as well as add instruments that you wouldn't normally see. So we have a rhythm section. We have drums and moogs and rhodes and different keys. And we use electronics in a lot of our performances. And we wanted to do music that was current and relevant. So we perform the music of living composers. We work with artists that you would not normally see in the classical music world per se, even though we do work with crossover artists that do both classical music and different stuff like Project Trio or Time for Three. But we also wanted to work with artists like Emily King, who's an incredible singer, or Bilal, who's an amazing neo-soul singer, or Kishibashi, for example, is one of our most important partners because he is a violinist, singer, looper, composer. He lives in the indie rock world, but also is a very thoughtful and interesting artist that has, you know, brilliant ideas about where the orchestra is going and where music is going. So we try to cultivate like-minded individuals who believe the orchestra is a vehicle of expression and the ultimate vehicle for expression, but also are interested in pushing it forward in the 21st century. So that was sort of like the basis for which we program a lot of our concerts. And we found great success in crossing over this medium from new music by living composers to, you know, working with artists you wouldn't normally see on stage, and then reimagining classics like Bach or Bizet in a fresh context, or Vivaldi, like Four Seasons in a very fresh context that uses jazz, maybe a little hip hop, as well as, you know, reimagining the music of Daft Punk and Outkast and Prince and Stevie Wonder. And so when you give people Stevie Wonder, Daft Punk, a new music composer, and Emily King on a concert, people are going to go, wow, that's eclectic. That's cool. And to us, that's relevant and speaks to society today. And that's the formula we started a couple years ago. And, of course, we refine it and, you know, change it for different venues. For example, Saratoga, we're bringing a smaller version of the group up. We're bringing our 15-piece version of the group up, which normally we're about 32-piece. But, you know, we wanted to do that not only because of the intimacy factor, but at the same time, just logistics of the stage and everything that we're going to be a part of. But it still has that high impact, and we're just really excited to bring it all. And this is our first trip out of Florida, so it's quite exciting for us.
When you create a season of new orchestrations and works and reimaginings, as you've just described, for a 32-piece ensemble, and now you're stripping it down to 15 for this tour date, how do you have to reorchestrate the pieces, and who works on that?
I'm the artistic director and co-founder, along with Sam Hyken. We are both of the same role. We started this together. He's my brother. We've been partners for, you know, musical partners for over 12 years at this point. And he has an incredible knack for orchestration and arranging. So he's the one that pairs pieces down, or sometimes the composer will do it themselves. For example, Paul Dooley is a composer we love and work with a lot. were performing his piece Velocity Festivals, we told him, hey, we'd love to do this in Saratoga. Could you make it for 15 piece? And he was so excited because it's going to give the piece a new dimension, a new dynamic, and he gets to use instruments that he didn't initially imagine because most orchestras don't have them. Like, he's going to use the Rhodes and the Moogs and all the other kinds of things that wouldn't normally be there. So it's actually a challenge and an opportunity to take something and recreate it in a fresh new light. But Sam is the one that handles a lot of the reimaginings and then tearing them down to fit different circumstances and different places we play.
You had your third season of concerts in Miami this year. How have the seasons evolved over the past 3 years?
Well, to be honest, this was all so handmade and homemade, and it came from, like, starting to just, you know, we put on one concert in 2015, and then we're like, hey, let's put on a season. Then we put on a season and did two concerts per night, and then we're like, hey, let's put on another season. You know, it just kind of get bigger and bigger and grew very organically. The community embraced us. The community started, we started selling out our concerts about halfway through the first season.
Wow.
It was way before we ever thought. I know, like, we didn't even think it. I mean, you know, to be fair, we were playing in a small black box theater that was very intimate and really, it was an amazing environment to kind of do what we were doing because people felt like they were really close to the action and they could feel the heat and sweat of the musicians. And I don't know, they're just, you know, a violinist is sitting, you know, 8 to 10 inches away from a concert goer, you know, and my standing in front of the orchestra is maybe a foot in front of someone else. So it was like there was this intimacy factor to it that really just drove that excitement for the group. But then as we got bigger, we started getting calls and people were saying, hey, would you like to play at the New World Center? Or, hey, would you like to, you know, maybe expand to the North Beach Band Shell? And then eventually the Adrian Arsch Center called us and made us their orchestra in residence this past season. So that was like a huge opportunity for us to really grow and expand not only the repertoire, but the kind of music we were doing. But when we planned the season, honestly, it's been a little bit ad hoc up until recently because we just were like, okay, we have these 3 or 4 concerts. Let's put this music on. This is what we think is going to be great. We'll go from there. We never looked at it as like a big overarching arch until this past season, our third season, when we did some major commissions. We commissioned Kishibashi to do a piece that he entitled Executive Order 9066, which was an incredible insight and look into the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II, which obviously is very relevant and speaks to our times at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was something we presented at the New World Center, self-presented. It was our first time in that hall. We used the sales there because they have these incredible, huge sales that you can put film and multimedia things on. And so if we're going to be a 21st century orchestra, we knew we had to use 21st century technology to help tell our musical stories and our compelling ideas, and or at least what we thought would be a compelling idea we wanted to share. And then it's just kind of taken shape from there.
How do you come to be part of the SPAC season? What is the connection? How are we up here getting you out of Florida?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting, and it just shows you the sort of circle of life. Chris Shiley, I believe, is in role there as the new either executive director or artistic planner of the season in Saratoga. And he was a friend of mine that I went to school with at the Peabody Institute. He was actually a trumpet student at the time, and I was a conducting student. And we were friends, and we were colleagues, and, you know, we hung out. And, you know, he had his own life. I had my own thing on conducting. He's trumpet. But he moved on to do some really interesting, incredible stuff in the administrative field. I, of course, moved on to start NUDECO. And through Facebook and social media, he was always watching what we were doing and seeing what we had going on. He would always comment and be like, this is so cool. I think it's really great. Blah, 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 blah. So once he got to the position he's in now, he said, wait a second, let me see if these guys would be available or interested in doing something like this. And we had strategically, in our own sort of work with the board here in Miami, decided that touring was like our next evolution. And now that we have a product that we believe in, we want to start putting it outside of Miami. So like all the universal factors came together, and he gave me a call, and we couldn't bring up the full group because it wasn't going to work for this particular instance, but we decided to go with a smaller version of what we do and use this as our first opportunity to take the sound and the music making our style out of Miami. And it just was like the perfect confluence of like all these things coming together. And there was like an initial trust because Chris knows me as a musician and trusted me. I knew Chris as a person, trusted him. So it was really easy to make it all happen.
You're also the music director and conductor for the Amarillo Symphony. How do you have time to do both of these things?
I don't know. I'm still answering that question.
Mm-hmm.
I do things every year to get myself a little more prepared for each season. It's kind of incremental growth. You know, I also guest conduct a lot of orchestras, and I conduct a series with the National Symphony, and I do series with Grand Rapids, and I have a lot of wonderful relationships that I'm very blessed to have. But, you know, New Deco is a real all-encompassing full-time thing because it's my baby. You know, it's something that Sam and I created together and nurtured from the very beginning. So while it's been organic and the growth has been fast and phenomenal, it's, how can I explain? It's like the difference between building an antique car in your garage or going out and buying one. There's just, or like renting a house versus owning a house. You know, it's just something, when you build something from the ground up, from this, you have this automatic dedication. So I don't really even know how much time I spend on New Deco stuff, but it's probably the most time of anything I spend on. But it's because it's my baby. I don't look at it as like work or a job. It's something I want to grow and have flourish and really represent Miami and represent us. So I somehow make it happen. And you know, I've been in Amarillo now, I mean, my sixth season. We've got a great flow to how we do things. We program way in advance. We fundraise way in advance. And, you know, I know how to be a music director there and get the job done and get, you know, the community excited about our orchestra there and put on great concerts without it interfering with some of the other work I'm doing. So it's taken a while to find the balance, and I hired an assistant, and that helps as well. Sure. But, you know, it just it's all part of the process of growing and learning and navigating in this business. Like, if you really have an idea and you really believe in the product you're putting out there, then you'll find a way to do it.
The New Deco Ensemble is coming to Saratoga Springs, New York, to perform as part of the SPAC On Stage series. They'll be there Monday, August 13th. Giacomo Barros is the co-founder and co-artistic director. Giacomo, thank you so much for your time, and have a wonderful visit to Saratoga Springs.
Thank you so much. I appreciate today. Thank you.
Once again, the New Deco Ensemble performs as part of the SPAC On Stage series on Monday, August 13th. SPAC.org for more information.